One of the things that I find most refreshing about Eva Pekarková's writing is that it is so untypical. Her books have taken us to New York, Nigeria, and now London and Senegal, breaking the stereotype of Czech literature as inward-looking and local. You may remember Eva talking in a past edition of this program about her autobiographical novel, Dej mi ty prachy, published in English as Gimme the Money. It was inspired by her experiences as a New York cab driver. After New York, Eva spent several years back in Prague, and she also travelled widely in Africa. But for the last 4 years, she's been living in London. It was there that she wrote her two most recent books, the novel Sloni v soumraku, Elephants in the Dusk, and a collection compiled from her popular London blog, published under the untranslatable title Jak si taxikářím. I caught up with Eva in a cafe during a brief visit to Prague, and she told me about her life in London, the differences between the world of the book and the blog, and her plans to complete an intriguing literary trilogy. But first she spoke of her love for living in different places.
I think it's like a wonderful thing that we have in these days, that, you know, you can almost choose where you want to live. You can basically choose, well, not every place, you can choose many of the places where you would like to live and actually live there, which is really, really great. And I think people like me are very, very numerous. But, and it's, you know, it's not such a big problem anymore, so it's not, you know, it's not always a trauma. It could be like sometimes like a big gift that you get from the world for like being the way it is, for like being multicultural in many ways and stuff like that.
And you've lived for several years in New York, now you live in London. Do you feel as much at home in London as you did in New York?
It's hard to say, I suppose not. But I suppose I will always associate New York of the, let's say, early 90s or even late 80s. I will always associate with my, like, you know, youth and beauty and energy and whatnot. And so I will always kind of, like, remember not just the city as such, but also, like, you know, how I felt in it and how it was. And I'm afraid, you know, my youth is not coming back anytime soon. So, I obviously have, like, a slightly different way of looking at things. And I must say, like, New York was definitely immensely more fascinating to me. You know, it started with the skyline and, you know, and then it continued with whatever there was and, you know, the lifestyle and whatever, even language. And now London isn't quite as fascinating, but I found it, in a way, I find it easier to live in.
It's interesting that, at least for part of your time in London, you ended up doing the same thing as you were doing in New York. In New York, you were working as a taxi driver. You wrote a wonderful novel, Dej mi ty prachy, Give Me the Money, about that experience, and you found yourself doing the same job in London.
Well, obviously, I planned it. I did it, you know, I said, oh, why don't I try being a taxi driver on both sides of the road, so to speak. And then, you know, I started at a time before I was even sure I can drive on the left side. But it wasn't so bad, and I managed. We had steady customers. So I could kind of like watch these people over the course of like 2 years or even a little more. There was this one guy who went to Poland, fell in love, brought his girlfriend over, got married and got divorced inside these 2 years. And there were like people who, you know, even died in the meantime, people who found like wonderful jobs, who were like hopeless at the beginning, but then, you know, they found nice jobs and whatever, people who kind of went the other way. You know, people who hated you at first and then found out that you are not so bad and, you know, like things like that. So it was really interesting because this way, like, if people told you stories, they were, I'm not saying they were always, like, believable, but, you know, you could always find out whether the person is most likely lying or not and whatever.
And so these stories found their way into your writing?
They kind of did. I did start a blog. And I just took, like, a completely different approach than I did when it comes to the book I wrote about New York, a New York taxi drive-in. And what I did, I, like, tried to, like, take little stories, very short ones, and publish them in the form of blogs. And now the publishers decided to like do a book of all these blogs, you know, and some stories also that also like took place in London. So this is what I did.
It's an interesting barrier to cross, isn't it? The barrier between the blog and the printed book, because there are thousands, millions of blogs out there, and so many bloggers must be dreaming of getting their blog in print form. There is still a certain kudos attached to the book, isn't there?
I suppose so. And, you know, like, the publishers, they kind of insisted on publishing, you know, whatever I have written, even though I told them perhaps we should just, like, leave some blogs out or whatever. They were not so interesting. But I said, no, let's just do it. You know, it's short enough. You know, it seems like a little bit unnecessary to publish it again in this, like, printed form. But at the same time, I did meet quite a few people, even, like, people who, you know, who are like not bad with like modern technology and things like that, but who still do prefer very much to like sit down or lie down with a book and read these things in the form of a book as opposed to like reading it off the computer screen.
And of course it's a very different form than the novel or the short story, isn't it? Because very much as in the 19th century, so many famous novels were written originally for magazines, and therefore they had to be episodic. In the same way, the blog tends to be very short, very immediate, doesn't it? And this must have a big influence on the way that you actually write.
It does. I don't think, you know, it will like influence my writing forever. I think I can go back to like classical form or whichever. But it's interesting in a way because, you know, you don't want to like write half a story and then tell the blog readers, okay, you know, I will tell you then, you know, more of it like tomorrow, the day after. So basically it's like these little concise stories which you kind of have to like take, you know, kind of dig out of the matter of like whatever you have like lived through, whatever you have experienced. And they should have some kind of beginning, you know, some kind of ending, some funny ending if possible, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that in it, some story. And it's kind of, it's a bit of a challenge, really.
And but, it's also personal, isn't it?
It's, yeah, I suppose it can be very personal. I have tried to protect the identity of the people I wrote about. I definitely did try, but obviously it's still me in there. And one funny thing was that, you know, you got like a lot of feedback, basically immediate feedback, which of course was not always friendly or something, but there was also like a lot of friendly, helpful feedback. And this way I would know, like, okay, I have written this blog and people misunderstood it like badly, so why don't I explain it a little better, or why don't I pay more attention to the things that I know because I live in London but the people can't possibly know because they live in Prague or elsewhere in the Czech Republic. So this is how it was like teaching me slowly, which I think was not bad.
Last year you had a book published that has been discussed quite a lot. Once again, it's set in London, but also in Senegal. This time it's a novel in the more classic form. It's called Sloni v soumraku, Elephants in the Dusk. And it's actually caused quite a lot of debate, hasn't it? Because it does deal with quite a controversial subject, the subject of older European women finding younger men partners in West Africa.
It wasn't just West Africa, but yeah, I mean, mostly West Africa, not just European women, but American as well, whatever, I mean, white women generally. The phenomenon is probably quite old, but it was unheard of on such a large scale up until, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago at the most. So I tried because I know a lot about Senegal and I know a lot about Europe and I know a lot about the African culture and, you know, African thinking and whatnot. So I tried to do something which I am really not aware of, like, anyone doing, like, in the book form before, like, not even in English. You know, I wrote the story of the couple, a European, older European woman, very naive, and a young Senegalese man, you know, definitely not naive at all. And, you know, I didn't demonize the poor African guy, but I just, like, I tried to show that the woman was very, very naive. He was definitely no saint, but she thought along these lines, he thought about along these lines. They were completely different. Obviously, the whole relationship was, like, doomed to fail from, you know, minute one. But I didn't make him, you know, the only person who actually screwed everything up and who's this, like, very, very bad guy, because I tried to, like, look at it from his point of view as well. So it was like, you know, the interaction of these two people who are definitely, both of them, like, not very nice, really.
Was there one of the two characters whose head you preferred to be in when you were writing it?
Well, I tried not to do that. I tried not to do it. I just tried to, like, give both of them, like, a chance to speak and, you know, like, stuff like that. I definitely didn't try to judge. And this is, like, what the critics said as well, which I was very happy about, that the book doesn't judge, you know. I don't, like, judge him. I don't judge her. I just describe what could have happened or what probably most likely happened.
And how about the reception of the book in the Czech Republic? Because there is a tradition of Czech readers being a little bit suspicious of their writers who go abroad. The most famous example, of course, is Milan Kundera, who lives in France. You've chosen a subject that's fairly far removed from most Czech readers' day-to-day experience. Have you found that you've had any negative feedback in that respect?
You know what? It's actually quite interesting, but I didn't really get any. I don't know about anyone who would say, like, I hate the book because it's not Czech enough. I suppose they got used to me, like, writing about these topics. But I was really surprised because most of the feedback I got was, like, really, really positive.
And where is your writing taking you now? I know that you're working on another book.
I have decided, like, in the course of the past year, that I should write not a sequel to the book Sloni v soumraku, you know, Elephants in the Dusk, but I would like to write a kind of trilogy. I will call it my black and white trilogy, which is, you know, the characters and places will be completely different, but it will all be about black and white relationships. So now I'm on the second book and I'm trying to work on it. I actually work on it this summer. So this should be about a woman who kind of, she's European, she's probably Czech even, and she will basically fall in love with a family from Nigeria. And then, like, things will develop a funny way. So the Nigerian people, they don't really value their own culture while she doesn't value hers. And so it's kind of like, it's very funny because they keep convincing each other that, you know, their own culture is, like, good for nothing, but, you know, the other culture is wonderful. So there's some kind of story in it. And then I have the third one, which, of course, I haven't started writing. And it, I would move it a little bit closer to home. And this would be basically about the adventures of this guy and how he got to the Czech Republic and, you know, what he had to go through in order to get a citizenship and stuff like that, and what kind of adventures he lived through. And it would be like the third and final one of this black and white trilogy.
So best of luck with the writing, Iva Pekarková. Thank you very much for taking some time out from your writing to talk to Radio Prague.
Okay, thank you very much.